right?
Hi.
Thank you so much,
Nancy. Holding, James. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's another week. Time just flies by. It really does. And yes. And she was kind of sending me a message. You've tried SEO before, right? And it didn't really work. Is that correct?
Well, my website does SEO for me, but no, I had another company call and they were going to put me on Facebook in my local area, first page on my local area and stuff like that. But it was just a waste of money.
What, do you remember the name of the company or who they were?
No, I can't remember now. I mean,
okay.
I can't remember.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Our company name.
Every month when they call back, they're supposed to give me updates and then, each time was a different person. I don't know. It was just a waste of money.
Yeah, it really depends on the company that you decide to go with. So for example, we're Local Splash. We've been in business already for 18 years. And we're a Google Premier Channel partner company as well. So we do have a certification with Google. And we basically get that certification by providing certain results to our customers. I'm going to send that over to you right now as well through text. So you can actually pull it up. It's right into Google's website as well. Where you can see our company information. Now, when it comes to our services, it is an exclusive listing. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with any of your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. And then we do that, yes, with a first page placement on Google. We give you about 15 keywords. These are going to be of services that you offer. So when somebody in your area searches for one of these keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. It's going to be right there where that local map section is. Now, we do cover you as well with Bing, Apple, voice recognition, which is Amazon Alexa and Siri. And then we also run Facebook ads for your business, and those we've seen really good results with. We only run ads in front of people who have been searching for those keywords of yours. So we do target income levels, age groups as well, locations of where you're looking to get work. Now, all of this, it's not, I don't know, did the last company that you worked with, did they have a dashboard where you're able to track everything?
No, but my SEO, the people that do my SEO now do, so my website people have a dashboard, but the other people, no.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a pretty big red flag. We do provide you with a dashboard as well where you can track everything. You know, you already have somewhat of an idea of what it's like. The company that you're working with now, are they doing SEO just on your website part, or what exactly is it that they're doing for you?
It's my website.
Okay. Okay. So this is not going to be any, it's not going to have any type of issues or conflicting problems with each other then. So for our services, it is a month-to-month basis, so there's no contract. It's a flat rate of $249 per month. You do have a one-time setup fee for all of the programming. That's $99. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Uh-huh. So what's the guarantee that that this will work?
So here's the thing. Being partnered with Google, we're not allowed to give you any type of guarantees because nobody can guarantee you anything. And if any company actually gives you a guarantee, I would be somewhat skeptical with that one. But I can tell you for
What's the percentage then? Like a 50%, 30%?
So what I can tell you is how many people are searching for your services in your area based off of Google Analytics, because every area is different as well. But when it comes to like carpet cleaning, just in the last 30 days, there has been a little over 1,200 searches that have been done just for that keyword alone. So, I mean, obviously some of those are probably going to be repeat searches, so the same person researching. But that's approximately what your demand is, and that's just in the last 30 days. So the reason why we give you...
What about 60 days ago? Can you see those searches?
The system gives me the 30 days. 30 days. that the system gives me. But if you want more detailed about your area, our onboarding team, they are the ones that actually would have details on it. So what happens when you sign up with our company, I would get the basic services of what it is that you want to be found for. The onboarding team, they do research in your area of which keywords are searched for the most based off of the services that you offer, and they go over those keywords with you when it's your onboarding call so you can decide what keywords you want to use based off of, you know, what is searched the most in your area.
That's exactly what the other company did.
Yes, the only thing with the other, and that's how SEO works, but the only thing with the other company I would say is, oh, first of all, we don't know what their qualifications are.
Mm-hmm. And I was paying $250, just like what you guys are charging. I think it was a total of, what was my startup fee on that, Claire? Do you remember? It was I think $450 to start up.
Hmm.
And then $250 that, and it was like for 4 months.
Was it like a contract that they put you in for those 4 months?
No, it was month to month, but it was 3 months. But then each month they would call and give me updates like that. And then it just, like after the third month, they just kind of stopped calling.
But that's just weird that they have to call you to give you the updates. You should have access to see that on a daily basis.
And each person that called was a different person, so I couldn't follow up with them on what I talked about with the previous month. It was just stupid.
Yeah, that would get annoying. With our company,
same person all these time, or would it be a different person?
Well, we do everything in-house. So we do have the account managers. They're the ones that go over, like, pretty much go into detail all the back-end stuff. You would deal with them when you're starting everything off. But anytime you have a problem, or if you need to discuss something, or we need to add anything, or you want to change anything, you can contact me directly. I give you my extension, our office line as well. If I don't answer you, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you back. But you'll have access to me all the time.
And do you guys work with a review company?
So we don't necessarily work with a review company, but on your dashboard, you do have access to, it's a review tracker. So it's going to, first of all, give you a URL, and that URL, you're able to give it to your customers. So your customers can just click on the URL and leave you a review. On your dashboard, you'll be able to respond to your reviews, more like managing your reviews on there. But that's what we offer on the review side.
Okay, I was just wondering if you guys are doing the same thing they did. They had some other place called Nice Job call me up with their reviews and those kind of things. So, and actually, the Nice Job is working out pretty good. I'm getting a lot more reviews this way. that's the fun of it. But yeah, I was just wondering. I mean, I already have House Call Pro. I already sends out a review link every job I do.
Yeah.
But then, these guys now.
No, I was just going to say the SEO company that you're working with on your actual website, they should have something like that in place. I'm assuming that's probably who gave you the review thing to get the reviews.
No, it was the people that called it, like you're calling me right now.
Got it. Okay.
No, my website people suck. Ready to change.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they suck. They don't do any posting or anything like that, articles. So there's no posting to get my name out there. And it's already too high. It's already $250 a month for what I'm paying, and it's not really that great. I'm probably going to change my name because there's another company moved in and has the same name as me, and they're a lot bigger. I got a couple reviews of theirs. They're getting reviews from me. Some people call but cancel appointments with me, but it's stupid.
So we have another side as well because we also do websites. If you go with our company, we can do a basic website for you. Now, if you want a little bit of a nicer website, we can build you one. We can maintain it for you, and it would only be it's going to be a one-time charge of $199.
To build the website?
to build a website for you and maintain it for you on the monthly basis. I'm going to send you over right now what the website looks like.
Yeah. I mean, I think I pay like $2,500 for them to do this one. Then I pay $250 a month for them to maintain it.
Yeah, we wouldn't charge you anything to maintain it monthly. It would just be a one-time setup fee. I sent you over the link so you can kind of open it up and see what it looks like. And you're going to have complete access to make changes to the website as well. If you need us to make the changes, we can do that too, but it's completely, you know, customizable. The one I sent you is for electricians, but it's kind of the same concept.
I'll take a look at it. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, but I have to take more time to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can always add that as if you need to. That's not a problem. But yeah, that's pretty much, and and you could see it there too. It's compatible on all devices, which is tablets, you know, mobile devices and desktops.
Can I just link to my Facebook and stuff?
You'll be able to do that, yes.
Okay.
Since we run Facebook ads for you also, if anything needs to be linked or put on your website, we're able to do that as well.
Starting as low as $2,500.
Mm-hmm. You know, just alone, or actually, I mean, the first thing I should ask you is, I mean, what do you think about everything? Is this something that you see that you're willing to give a shot, see how it goes for you?
No, not right now, not today.
Okay. And what would be holding you back?
Just because of what happened last time, just wasting money. I get people calling me every single day trying to say they're going to do this, going to do that. Page, and you can't go with every single person because you'll be broke.
Yeah, and then I mean, obviously, you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. I get you on that end.
You gotta do your research first.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I can't speak on the other company that it is that you work for. That you use. I don't know anything about the company. I know there's a lot of SEO companies out there. Some don't even work out of this country. They're like in India. And there's some that they do SEO like out of their garage. So I don't know who it was that you went with, but you know, we're not them. We're not them. And you don't want to let one bad experience.
When they called last time, I asked them their name, said Venture Marketing Solutions. But then when I called the Venture Marketing Solutions, they had nothing of me on record. But I didn't just make the name up. They told me Venture Marketing Solutions. So I was looking at one of my notes here. Adventure Marketing Solutions. I'm trying to look at my past notes.
Yeah, I find Venture Marketing
But
I'm
trying to jump right into another one right now. But I mean, so you're saying I can't work with you because you're trying to find someone right now?
Well, we're trying to fill the spot. Yes. We're trying to fill the spot. Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a 50-50 shot if it does or if it doesn't. There's no way of really knowing how quickly it does fill because it could be different. It seems like it would be great for your side of the business, but I mean, I understand kind of where you're at as well. That's kind of why I wanted to send you over, you know, our certification from Google. Let me send you over our website as well so you can kind of just, you know, look through everything also. Because we're not like some random company, you know, like I did mention, we're partnered with Google. We've been doing this for over 18 years. We have over 10,000 clients. We have an A+ rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Amongst our clients as well, we have a 4.9 satisfaction rating. So it's, we're not just some random company, which it kind of sounds like you dealt with in the past, unfortunately.
Yeah. Trying to find their name here, but yeah, just not finding it. I wrote it down. Google customer service number, internet business listings, Google Maps, Google Ready, T99. Looking at some notes when I was talking to him. Katie Comer. I got their phone number right here.
Internet business listing. Let me see if I can find them by the phone number. What's the phone number?
866-632-8381.
Well, that's weird. When I look up the phone number, it's not, it doesn't pop up. That's their actual phone number? That's, or the number they called from?
It's the number of a girl, the person I have named Katie Comer, that was a customer service number, is 866-632-8381.
Yeah, I can't find.
Try this number right here, 800.
Hold on one second, let me. What, hold on. 800-394?
Yeah, 9913.
9913. No, nothing's popping up. Let me see if I put spaces. Let me see if I put the number one, maybe. No, nothing's popping up.
Try this one more number here. 877.
One second. Let me open up another browser. 877.
556. 9255.
9255. Well, something popped up for this one, but it wasn't an actual business. What's popping up is, the first thing that popped up is, how do Google listing scams work? And when I clicked on it, it says it's from Digital Marketing Pros.
Yeah. So that's probably who called me.
And it's a scam from what I'm reading.
Oh, okay. That's one of the numbers I wrote down here.
People are trying to reach them.
And that's that number I have Google. So
I'm sorry. Wow.
So I did. That's why nothing worked.
I'm so sorry. That's terrible. Oh my.
And I usually never go with anybody ever. Because I mean, all the time. I decided I'll try it this time. And that's what happened.
Yeah. You what? Always want
to. It wasn't like Indian people or anything. Because the first person I called me, I think it was from Nice Job, I think. And Nice Job's been working fine. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's most likely what happened. That's why you always want to be careful. I always recommend, verify that the company is partnered with Google, because that's the certifications that you need. Anybody else, if they're not partnered with Google, you just got to be very, very careful, because you don't know who you're dealing with, basically. And then you also, if you're not partnered with Google, results. So, for example, if you're partnered with Google, it takes approximately 30 to 45 days for you to get on that first page. So it does take time. Companies that aren't partnered with Google, they take approximately 3 to 6 months, or never, because they really can't get it done, type of deal.
So when you say first page, like the first page of the neighbor of the areas that I want to be listed in, or just my area?
So the way we put Google and Facebook together, because Google will only allow, it's approximately 10 to 15 mile radius from where your location is. With Facebook, we add up to 50 mile radius. So I would ask you what cities, counties, or zip codes you would want to get jobs from. But getting on that first page placement with Google, it's approximately 10 to 15 mile radius.
Yeah, and that's my radius right there. It's 15 miles.
Oh, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it takes you like an hour just to go 15 miles around here.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I mean, there's like, what's the population here? I mean, between Dallas and Fort Worth, like what, almost 9 million, I think?
So that's a lot.
Yeah, how can you go to Dallas? It's not that far away on the map, but it takes you a while to get there.
We're in Fountain Valley, California. I don't know if you know much about California, but it's Orange County area, and it's the same. Just to get on the freeway from one side to another is just 50 miles, takes like 40 minutes,
yeah,
depending on traffic.
From Southern California and here, the traffic in Southern California like backs up and it stops, you know, but over here, it hauls that. It goes fast, but everybody's crazy. There's just a lot of people here, but yeah, that's different from over there. I've been to Southern California a lot of times, but yeah, traffic over there backs up.
Yeah, right here, terribly.
Keeps moving over here. So, different freeway system.
Yes.
I'm actually from Northern California.
Oh, okay. What area?
It's a little small town called Los Banos, California.
Oh yeah, I don't much. I know kind of a little bit of like the Berkeley area. I had a friend who lived there, but yeah.
Nah, not in the Bay Area. More like just farming areas and stuff.
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think? You want to give us a shot so we can kind of show you what we can do for you?
Yeah. So, what would the total be? Right now?
So the total, if you just want like a basic website, not like the one I sent you, you're looking at $348 and it's
not a website.
Just
a ranking thing.
Okay. So if we don't do any of that, then it's $348. That includes the monthly and the setup fee. And then after that, it's just $249 a month. Now you do have an option because, you know, you at least want to give it a 2 month shot. So you can start seeing results. You do have the option of doing just 3 months, and it does save you a little bit of money. So for the 3 months, it's at $700. So it's up to you if you want to, you know, just do it month by month, or if you want to just save a little bit more and do it 3 months.
And then
go ahead.
So, per month, $250 per month, or $700 for 3 months?
Correct. So it's $249 per month plus the setup fee that's paid one time. Let me get my calculator so I can do the math actually. So if you $249 times 3 plus $99. So if you were to do 3 months, month-to-month basis with us, it comes out a total of $846. But if you do the 3 months beforehand, it's $700. So you save a total of $146.
Oh, okay.
Or you can stick to month-to-month. I mean, it's really up to you. I just wanted to give you the option because it does save you some money.
Okay. Just thinking. Okay. So then if I do this, the setup thing, how long does that take to get it all set up?
It's going to take me realistically 10 to 15 minutes, but I can do it quicker. I just get the basic information of your business and I set up a time for you to have an onboarding call. That onboarding call is about 45 minutes to an hour long, but I set that up based off of your schedule and what your availability is.
Okay. What do you think, Claire? Huh? Yeah, she sent me the website link. I looked it up on the internet right here. Where was it? Was Local Splash?
Correct, Local Splash, like a splash of water. I sent you over our website and also our certification from Google.
So right here, I'm just showing my wife real quick.
Yeah, no worries. I understand. And it's also to keep in mind, also, this is the certification is on Google's actual website. So it's not like something that we would have come up with. It's on Google's website. And on the pricing page that I sent you, there's a little box that says Google Partner, I believe. If you click on that little box, it takes you directly into Google's website as well, also confirming who we are and our certification with them.
Okay. So if I pay, it was $700, right?
If you pay for the 3 months in advance, it's a flat $700. If you want to do monthly at the $249 a month with the $99 setup fee, at the end of those 3 months, it's a total of $846 that you would have spent. So, and before those 3 months are over, I'll set up a callback for you as well. And of course, if everything is great for you, which it will, but you see everything's working on that dashboard and everything, you can even do a year in advance and save a lot more money, and I can set that up for you.
So the $700 includes the setup fee?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take a chance with you.
Yay, you're not going to regret it, I promise. And let me, I'm going to send you also our office line, and it has my direct extension, so you're always going to be able to reach me there. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail, and I'll call you back. So I'm sending that to you now also, so you have that on hand. And you want to save our office number as well, because that's the number that we're going to be calling you from. And that's the number that's on Google, too, so that's not a problem. Now, James, what is your last name?
Scott.
Scott, like the name?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
S-C-O-T-T, yeah. So James Scott, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for email address, what should I see one on your website. Is it steammasterdfw@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also going to put notes on your account. If for whatever reason you want to get rid of this website that you have and you want the nicer website or the one that I sent you the link for, it'll be at no extra cost. Just let us know when we can do that at any time. Okay.
Do you guys post articles? Like, you know, you have to post things about your business so it gets out there, and you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. You mean like blogs?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we don't do blogs. We would just basically be maintaining your site. If you want to add pictures or anything to your website, you would put it on your dashboard and we automatically put it on your website, or you can do it yourself because you would have access, but we don't actually do blogs.
Okay, that's the issue I'm having with this one. I need to post blogs or articles or something like that.
It's because that, what he's talking about is the organic section, is putting you, it's the third part of Google trying to put you up higher. That's what it sounds like he's doing. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I need to get going on, is the organic.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, that would be perfect for what he's doing as well. Now this phone number that we're speaking on, the 73.
That's the thing. Nobody's doing that. I need to do that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Unfortunately, we don't deal with the organic side because the results on the organic side are not as good as, for example, the local map section and the sponsored section. But you could probably find a company that could possibly do that. Because when we do our websites, we do put a little bit of SEO in the background of the website, but it's not a ton, like where you're constantly doing those blogs, as, you know, they say is what puts you up there the most on the organic section. I was just going to ask if this phone number is a good number for clients to call, the one that ends in 7395.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me get, okay. All right. Now for your address, and then also when you do change, if you do change your company information, just let us know so we can update everything on our end as well.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, since you're in this kind of industry. So if I do change my name from like Steam Master to Steam Force, will I be able to keep all my reviews?
Since it's your Google business profile, that's a great question. You know, the onboarding team would be the one that would know. Since this is going to take me about 5 minutes, actually like 10 minutes, let me just ask my manager. He would know.
Okay. That's one of the reasons I haven't done it.
But it is confusing, like you're saying, you know, if there's another company that kind of has the same name.
Yeah, they moved here from San Antonio in January, and it's just been, I knew it was going to be a problem. And they got, like, you know, 10 vans, and I got one.
Oh, no, yeah, that's definitely confusing. Gosh. Okay. While I get the answer for that, I'm going to start going over your address. Okay. So if you are changing your company name, we can help you with keeping your reviews. So
okay.
we could help you out with that. That's not going to be a problem. So you would just, your onboarding team will kind of go more into detail with you on that. I'm going to put it in the notes so they can also answer that question for you a little bit better and let you know what would be the best way to get that done so you don't lose the reviews that you currently have. Okay.
All right.
Now, let me see here. What's my train of thought? Okay, so for your address, for the business address, whichever one it is that you have, what is your address?
It's 5600 Desert Willow Court.
Okay.
Fort Worth, Texas.
And the zip code?
76137.
Now, do you want this address to be hidden on the Google business profile?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that down too.
That's my house.
Some people want to show it, surprisingly. It's really weird. They do.
Does it hurt you to hide it, or actually, you know what? Let it show. It's fine. It can show because then people see that I'm local. They can see that I'm.
Well, people are gonna know. People are gonna know you're local regardless because of where they're searching. So that's not gonna be a problem. It's just the only if you show it, the problem that you can come across is people are gonna show up to your house.
Well, I've been here. Yeah, 2 years now, nobody's came to my house.
Okay.
Well, one lady came and gave me a check one time.
Okay, then you should be fine. If you're okay with showing it, I'll make sure to notate that as well. That's not a problem. And for authorized users on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Nah, just me.
Okay.
But I had another question about showing my address. So, what is it showing on? Because I'm already on the Google Local or whatever it is. Google My Business.
Yes. You have your Google Business profile. So what's going to happen in your onboarding call, we're going to ask to get access to the Google Business profile. We're going to ask to get access to your Facebook because we need to make sure that everything is the way you want it to be. So the reason why I'm re-asking everything is to make sure that everything is accurate. And if you want to update anything on your current Google Business profile, like hide it, that's basically what we would do. But it's not going to redo anything. It's not going to resend you out a verification PIN. You are going to receive an email about how to do that, but you don't have to pay attention to that because you already have yours. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, they're automated emails that are going to go out.
Yeah, the other company, yeah, they had access to my Google account, too. I don't think they'll do anything to it, do you? Do you think they'll...
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think they would have already done something by now if that's what their intentions were. But if anybody has access to your Google account that shouldn't have access to it, there should be a way to cut them out. The onboarding team would be the best one that when you have your call, I'm going to write all this down in the notes. When you have your call, they'll be able to see if that will be a problem or not.
Okay.
Now about that call, it is about 45 minutes to an hour long. They call within an hour window as well. What does your availability look like for tomorrow? Or Wednesday or Thursday if need be.
Let me see here. So 1, 2, 3. I guess 3 o'clock I'm available.
Okay, so that would be
1.
Yeah, between 1 to 2 our time. Okay. I'm going to email you out when we're off the phone a Google invite for tomorrow's call between 3 and 4 your time. So that's good. All right. And what services do you want to be found for?
Carpet cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, and upholstery cleaning.
Okay, so I have carpet cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, and upholstery cleaning, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can always add more or change whenever you need to do that. And let's see here. You have already a Google Business profile, which is good. Are you licensed? And it, actually, that doesn't apply to you because you already have a Google Business profile. So it doesn't matter. You have a Facebook page. Okay. Now, this is a feature that's included in the service, and it's completely up to you if you want to add it. It's a call tracking feature. It would be a different phone number that your clients would be calling, but the phone calls still go directly to you. But it does record all of your phone conversations. It also reduces spam because there's like a voice thing in the beginning that says, thank you for calling Seamasters. For new clients, press 1. For old clients or existing clients, press 2. It is an option. Would you like to add that feature?
I don't know. That affects a lot of people text me.
You would still be receiving text messages. The reason why some people don't like going with it is because their clients already have, they know them from one phone number, or they have like business cards with their phone number, or they have their phone number on their truck, and it could kind of get a little confusing to their clients when there's two separate numbers.
Yeah, let's not go with it right now.
Okay, that's fine. And for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Can I do it right now?
You can tell me right now, or you can have it ready by your appointment tomorrow. It's completely up to you.
see. I think I got some zip codes on here. 1 second.
Okay.
On my Google, that's only some of them.
What I can also put down.
I got some right here.
Okay.
Expansion comment. Sorry, some spam calling me right now.
Yeah. What I can do, if it's easier for you, I can put down 15-mile radius, but it's up to you.
Oh, that, yeah, that's fine, 15-mile radius.
Okay. Now, for your hours of operation, I have daily, when this is off of your Google Business Profile, from 8 to 6 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. And for payment, is it going to be your name under the card, the company name, or both? Okay. Now for James Scott, is there any like middle initial or second last name, anything along those lines?
Yes, W. Winfield.
Okay. And the billing on that card, I would assume it's the 5600 Desert Willow Court, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what type of card are you going to use?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready whenever you are.
So I'm just thinking, I think I'm going to go with a...
I'm not charging your card yet, but I was going to ask you what you wanted to do. I'm going to do a... go ahead.
It's 4427-4221-2995-2571.
And did you say... One second. Did you say the first four numbers were 4437?
4427.
Oh, 27. Okay. That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. Okay. 4427. All right. Perfect. And then what was the expiration?
0228.
0228. And then the security code?
149.
Okay. So do you want to do the month per month package, or do you want to do the 3 month package?
I think I'm going to do the month per month package.
Okay. That is just fine. And every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. This is going to be so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you have three options. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name is fine.
And what was it? I'm sorry?
Oh, it's Gardner.
Gardner?
Gardner? Yeah, Gardner.
G-A-R-D-N-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do the voice verification before I charge your card as well. And then as soon as the card is charged, you're going to start receiving emails and text messages from us, and it'll go also over the terms and conditions, which is everything that we went over. Now, let me see here. Okay, so pretty much the voice verification, that's going to be on a recorded line. And if you have any questions or anything, you know, feel free to stop me so I can clear those up for you. So the first thing, can you please state the name of your business?
Wait, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is there anybody around an area that you work with that, like what other carpet cleaning companies do you work with?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What other carpet cleaning companies do you work with? Do you guys work with?
Oh, we work with, around your area, none, but all
not
over the United
States. Around my area, but somewhere else, so I can look to see how they're ranking. Like, when I just go check it out later.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we actually had a conversation with our management team about that. For privacy reasons, we are not allowed to give information of our actual clients for privacy reasons. But again, if you look us up, you know, we've been around this long for a reason. But what can I say on your end on the, what we're going to do for you when it comes to your first page placement and all of that, you're going to receive that in writing as well. So it's not going to be something where we're saying that we're doing it for you. You're going to get that in writing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, do you have any other questions for me about it or anything along those lines? I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer for you, but we just literally had a meeting about that we just can't be giving away our clients' information to other people.
So I'll start ranking better in the 15-mile radius?
You're going to be on the first page. On that first page, when people are searching for you, you're going to pop up on that first page. And because you have so many good reviews, that's going to help you out a lot better also about how high you're going to be getting up there.
Okay.
And whenever you do change your company name, you know, please let us know so we don't, your Google Business Profile, your reviews, you don't lose any of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. I know. I have had clients that have been in business for 20 plus years and they only have like 5 reviews. And it's terrible.
My friend over in Stockton, he has like 4 vans and he has like 38 reviews and they've been in business for 20 years.
Yeah, it's just some people don't really try to get reviews, you know, and I mean, that's on them. But on your side, your reviews are going to help us out tremendously. So that's good on that end. Okay. So for the voice verification,
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to start the voice verification. The first thing you got to do is just state the name of your business.
Steam Master DFW.
And you know what? Let me actually, that's the one thing I didn't do. So I do have company name as Steam Master DFW, but then I have carpet and tile cleaning. Do you want that to be shown?
Oh, well, yeah, because it helps when you search. Yeah, I guess so. Because when I got tile cleaning on, if you search tile cleaning anywhere in my area, I pop up on the first, like on the first Google local pack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always on top. Not top, but in that section. I'll be right there.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll leave it there. Perfect. And for the next thing on the voice verification, please state your name and title within the business.
James Scott, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we provided you that security question, so you know it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next thing is going to be, well, let me just kind of read it out and then I'll explain it. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this means is you can't have 2 SEO companies trying to do the same thing. So if you do go with another SEO company that's doing what we're trying to do for you, we ask that you let us know. Okay?
Okay, like that other company. But not like my website company.
Correct. Not like your website, because they're doing your website part. We're not touching that, so that doesn't matter. But like the other company, correct.
The citation tracker and all those things that they're banking.
The what? I'm sorry?
The citations that my website's doing?
Yeah, that's a completely different thing. So we don't have to worry about that one on that end. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of the $348. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews on the 17th of every month in the amount of $249. It is a reoccurring payment, and you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting us. We do just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can cancel everything for you. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails. It pretty much sends it out automatically, so it's just going to take a couple minutes. And like I said, the Google Business Profiles, there's going to be an email that's going to be sent to you on how to do that, but don't worry about that because it's not going to apply to you. You already have that taken care of. Let me see. Save our office line number again because that's the number we're going to call you from. Your onboarding call, I have it scheduled for tomorrow between 3 and 4 your time. And this should be getting sent out. Okay. I'm going to text you over the terms and conditions right now, which is going to state everything that we went over. All you got to do is click on the link. So I'm going to send it to you right now. 1 second. Okay. I just sent it over. Let me know when you are able to open it.
All right. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, click here to type your name.
Yes.
I certify I'm also.
Yes, you click on I certify. You type in your name exactly the way that it is with the capital letters. It's pretty much going over everything we went over, which is going to be that Google Business Profile for you. Get that optimized. The directory submissions, the website, you don't have to worry about that one. Your Facebook ads, we'll take care of those too. The cancellation terms. Also, if you ever get really busy and you want to pause your service, you can always do that. Just please call us, within those 3 business days and you can always pause it.
I need to put W on here?
Yes, you do. It has to look just the exact way. It's very annoying.
I have my name like that. All right. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't actually go. And then it's going to take you into the dashboard, which is going to be everything that's going to track it. So we're going to get your credentials for that. You're going to receive that in about 5 to 7 days. But as of right now, everything is set. I have your call down tomorrow. As long as I'm available, I'm going to call you to introduce you to the onboarding team. If I'm not available, they're going to call you regardless. And then we're starting the process for you today. Okay? I'm so excited.
All right.
It's going to be great. We're going to keep in contact. And as soon as you see everything flowing, you know, there's different options for you as well when it comes to growing your business.
All right. Sounds good.
Perfect. Do you have any?
Yeah, did you give me your phone number?
Yes, I sent it over to you. Please verify that you have it.
Did you text it or?
I sent it over through text.
Oh, there it is. Laura, 877. 635-6225.
Mm-hmm. That is our office line. So if you call that number and you press the number 1 and then my extension, it directs you over to me. If you call that number and you don't put my extension, you're going to get the account management team, and they can help you or they can transfer you over to me, whichever you prefer.
Extension 9270. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Perfect. Any questions for me?
No.
Well, thanks so much, James. It's been a pleasure, and we'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.